Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, Creighton not playing today because it's raining too much in Ohio. They're going to try it again tomorrow, first round game against Creighton. But the Omaha Mavericks are playing down in the Summit League in Tulsa, and it's 6-0 Mavs.
Let's go.
Even though the Mavs only have 2 hits.
What the hell?
6 runs on 2 hits.
This is like getting no hit but still somehow winning the game.
Guessing there's a lot of walks in that game.
Maybe a couple wild pitches.
A lot of walks and probably a couple three-run homers. Who knows? But 6-0 Omaha over North Dakota State. That's down there at the Summit League.
Can we use Horns Up for Omaha?
Sure, why not?
Horns Up. Oh.
Because they're Mavericks.
The Mavericks. The Bulls.
The people are going to be triggered.
Yeah, people down in Texas. We don't care about
them. No, if you do Horns Up, they'll be like, yeah, go Texas.
No, we're going to change it. Go Omaha.
Go Omaha.
Go Omaha.
Go Omaha.
Okay, well, good luck with all that.
I think they should.
Okay.
Just steal it right from underneath.
What about
their
Omaha
noses.
Horns? Omaha Horns Up?
No, that's getting worse, Nick.
Yeah, actually, so Horns actually, Up sounds better.
Actually, when Texas makes the College World Series, they refer to themselves as the Omaha Horns.
They can't. We can't let them do that.
Well, they
do. They probably have it trademarked.
Probably do.
Mm-hmm. College World Series, by the way, coming up in 3 weeks from tomorrow.
How many tee times have you already booked for
dude,
that?
Dude, what are you talking about? I'm doing the shows all the time. I'm like on every show.
Yeah, all the morning.
I'll be
shows.
At the ballpark as much as you will be.
No.
No.
I'll be there as many days as you will be.
No.
No.
Yeah, dude, I have no
not
days
as many
off.
Hours.
Call me Bill Belichick because I have
no.
Now
days
that's true.
Off.
I don't know why. For the championship series, I was just like, yeah, I'll do them all. And then I realized, wait, that's on the weekend. Why did I sign up for this? What about one of the other guys? I didn't realize that until later. Felt like an idiot. I was like, wait, that's Happer's show. But it's me. So I won't get a weekend for like 3 weekends. But baseball.
Everyone. One,
that wasn't
two,
me complaining. No, I'll get to see my dear friends.
Do you hear this?
John Bishop. I'm not complaining, Nick. I'm mad at myself.
You're not at the boss. You'll be at the baseball.
I'll be up with you guys on day one.
Not for
half a day.
Maybe. We'll see how you do. That's on you, Nick.
Don't worry about me.
The guy is on 2 and 3. I'm already nervous for you.
I'm not calling anything, Josh.
I'm already nervous for you, John. Johnny Pick says, why did Nick go with a Texas reference when Top Gun was right there for the taking?
Because I don't like Top Gun.
What does Top Gun have to do with
that?
Yeah,
I'm confused too.
I don't get that reference there, Johnny. I'm confused.
I am. We're all very confused.
All right.
Very, very confused. Let's see. We gave you the kickoff time. Oh, I failed to mention that the bowl game, all the bowl game kickoffs have been announced. Are you excited about this?
No, I'll be honest. Most of these bowl, the bowl games that I care about, I knew that some of that stuff, like how it was going to be set up. I knew that. Now, there is one very, 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 very hilarious thing in all of this that is also annoying, though, for other years of the college football playoff.
Well, yes, the fact that, you know, the semifinals will be on New Year's Eve again.
Well, okay, so this year, New Year's Day is on a Sunday, and look, for as long as I can remember watching college football, that means that the bowl games do get moved to the second. Now, Nebraska, when they played Miami in the Orange Bowl 1995, that was actually on the first night. And then Penn State, also undefeated, they did play the next day. But for as long as I've been watching college football, this is how it's been. So that's normal. Like you said, the playoff is on New Year's Eve, which it is what it is. The annoying part, though, of course, this year.
Mavericks. I just made the connection.
Oh,
sorry.
Top Gun, Maverick.
Yep. Duh.
Whatever.
Okay. The annoying part this year, though, is that the Sugar Bowl is actually not moving to January 2nd, where we thought it would move.
This is disgusting.
It's being moved to December 31st, and it's going to be a noon game or an 11 a.m. game Central Time?
It's absolutely disgusting.
So, yeah, I know. You can do
it. I'm very upset.
America's greatest sporting spectacle.
How am I supposed to? There's no dancing around the Sugar Bowl pole on December 31st at noon.
It's really.
What kind of tragedy is this? This is ridiculous.
In all seriousness,
the Sugar Bowl is supposed to be in prime time on January 1st.
A tradition.
That's the way God handed it down to Moses, who walked it down the hill.
That was the 11th commandment.
It was actually like week zero is commandment zero.
Oh.
It preceded commandment one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick.
They're able to do it for this, but they can't do it all the other times too. Annoying.
Oh,
any other bowl stuff that you noticed?
I was trying to check.
It was the championship game? Inglewood, is that the Rams Stadium? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Inglewood,
home of the champions, man.
Nice.
I mean, if you're going to crown a champion, you do it where champions are crowned. And
very cool. Which bowl game will Nebraska play in if they make a bowl game?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out was
who the
Big Ten is affiliated with this year. And
I miss the old days when the bowl tie-ins were a lot easier to figure out. It's a lot harder.
So the Citrus Bowl, Citrus Bowl, which is a January 2nd bowl. That's the one that kicks off at noon. That's Big Ten versus SEC.
And by the way, that's the day that those of you who get New Year's Day off, like 99% of offices will get the 2nd. Like,
right.
We will not work on the 2nd. We're not going to get Friday off. We'll get Monday.
Right. And then the Outback Bowl also versus the SEC. I think those tie-ins are changing.
Well, the Outback Bowl is not the Outback Bowl, right? It's the Tampa Bay Bowl, isn't it?
Yes.
What article are you reading? Are you reading the old one?
It's Wikipedia. I'm looking for Big Ten Bowl
ties.
Yeah,
so that's the Tampa Bay Bowl, and that is also on the 2nd. That is an 11 a.m. 11 a.m. game on ESPN.
Right.
Okay, John, we're talking about where Nebraska's going to go. So we need to talk about like Pinstripe or the one in Detroit. When are those games going to be played? Hey, spot the lie, though, in all seriousness.
Yeah, I'm just going in order of where I see it on the article. Your Duke's Mayo Bowl, that's a Big Ten game.
That's December the 30th, so that's a Friday game. That would be, if they played in that game, that'd be an 11 a.m. game. So it'd be on during the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
The Music City Bowl, the last bowl game Nebraska played in.
That game is on New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. So it'd be a Saturday game.
There is no way in hell, no way in hell I will allow this to happen.
What?
If Nebraska's playing opposite America's greatest sporting spectacle, which has already been moved off of its traditional long time date.
Our boss David will come to you and say, "Hey John, can you do Nebraska's bowl game, the Music City Bowl?" And you'll say, "Hell no, I want to watch the Sugar Bowl post game coverage. I can't do Big Red overreaction."
The Pinstripe Bowl.
That
Nebraska still hasn't been in a Pinstripe Bowl.
Well, because they haven't been in a bowl, John. That is Thursday, December 29th at 1 p.m. That would be on the majority of the game during the Grum. And we could do a live overreaction.
The Guaranteed Rate Bowl, which is the second to last bowl Nebraska played in.
Which one is right? That? Where is that?
That's the San Francisco one, right?
Oh.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think that's Guaranteed
Rate. That's not the Cheez-It Bowl. I'm just looking. I have no idea. You think that one's in San Francisco?
Wasn't that the San Francisco one?
I thought that was literally called the San Francisco Bowl, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah, see the problem.
Did that sponsorship already? No, there it is. It's the one in Phoenix.
Oh, which
Phoenix,
one?
December 27th.
Oh, okay, so that would be what, a Tuesday? Oh, God, a 9:15 Central Time game? Terrible. That sounds horrible.
The San Francisco Bowl. There it is, San Francisco Bowl. So, yes, Big Ten still has a tie with the San Francisco Bowl.
And that one.
Which is the second to last bowl game that Nebraska has ever played in.
And that one, where the hell is it? I'm looking at this
Yeah, it's all these different logos.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the...
There's a Frisco one, but that's for Frisco, Texas.
That the Big Ten plays in?
No.
Okay, I was going to say that one's December.
Frisco, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where... I don't see the Frisco Bowl on here.
Dude, I don't either. Oh, wait, nope, never mind. That's Pasadena. I don't know. That one's canceled.
No.
Postponed culture has come for it.
Already? Wow, that's a tough look.
Maybe.
That's a really, any really, others? Really tough
one. Oh, you didn't mention the one in Detroit.
Yeah, and the Detroit's the last one, the Quick Lane Bowl.
That is the day after Christmas. Gross. So that's a Monday afternoon at 1:30. Which, that's the day that, again, because of where the holidays fall, I imagine that's when we'll get Christmas off, too. We'll get the 26th.
You know, I think the San Francisco Bowl has been canceled.
I don't think it's around anymore.
I think it's gone.
Yeah.
Cool. Man, wouldn't that suck if Nebraska gets bowl eligible, but there's not enough bowls to be in because the Big Ten ran out of bowl ties?
Don't worry, friends. If Nebraska is bowl eligible, they will roll out the red carpet for this fan base.
They make enough bowls specifically so every other Big Ten team could make it in, except...
Yeah, it's always the group of five that gets screwed about the if the eligibility runs out.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Husker fan Dal says, I absolutely will not say horns up. The connotation is too negative. Besides, my wife will think it's a UT reference, and I can't allow that.
We need something.
Make your Maverick, make your Top Gun jokes.
I don't like Top Gun.
And neither do
or Tom Cruise, really.
Whoa, I didn't realize you were a Tom Cruise hater as
I'm
well.
I'm in a weird place with Tom Cruise. I love the Mission Impossible movies,
and
I like Live, Die, Repeat. And I like a lot of his movies. But
oh, that's right. You call it Live, Die, Repeat.
I don't know what to call it. Sometimes
well,
I
you call
it
Live, Die, Repeat. You don't have to apologize.
Well, no, because sometimes I'll call it
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. It's literally just whatever feels right in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hate Days of Thunder.
Never saw it, sadly.
Trash movie.
I should watch it. We should do that for the movie club.
It's garbage. You're not missing anything.
Okay.
It's absolute garbage.
Travis texts in at 402-951-1620. Frisco Bowl should be the Tropical Smoothie Bowl, I believe. Is that what it's listed as now? There's a bowl called the Tropical Smoothie Bowl? Is that on that, that sheet?
No, it just says Frisco, Texas. It just says Frisco. It doesn't have a corp. Maybe they haven't added the corporate sponsorship yet.
That'd be a fun name.
Yeah, I see nothing.
That'd be a fun name.
Well, looking forward to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And watching all the other teams play.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Nebraska.
And maybe Nebraska.
And the playoff games, again, they will be at 3 and like 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Bring in the new year with college football.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Would you like to give us one final update? Because I think this game is about ready to go the way of the dodo bird.
Oh, man.
By the way, it is now 4:27. So... this sucker's gonna. This next game's not gonna start until at least 5:30.
And the next game is game 3 of the
yes.
day? And they're trying to play 5?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Good luck with all that.
Uh-huh.
Bottom of the 8th. 1 out. 2 standers on base. The Rutgers leads 8-3. There's a person on 3rd and a person on 2nd. Now 2 outs. Are they gonna do it? Are the Rutgers gonna win, or is somehow not?
Somehow not. Those are the questions that we all ask.
Baseball.
Will Purdue or Purdon't?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Will Purdue? Michael Jordan's old teammate? He punched him.
Not nice. There's your Big Ten tournament update. Looking forward to the third game, which will probably start in maybe an hour, but now Rutgers is really pouring it on.
Do they score some more?
Ah, Rutgers is about to score.
Up, Nick.
What?
I said, turn the music back up, Nick.
Rutgers just got a run. It's now 10-3.
I was going to say, I thought they scored 2.
Yeah, they got 2 there.
I only saw the 1.
Jordan says, wasn't it the Red Box Bowl? That bowl changed in names a few times, the one in San Fran.
When Nebraska played in it, it was the... holy crap.
I watched that game at no longer exists in Omaha.
What the hell was the name of that
Foster
bowl?
Farms
Foster
Bowl.
Foster Farm.
Remember, they ran the damn ball that game.
They did.
Yeah, I watched that remember the Loose Moose? Remember, we had the guy on from the Loose Moose. I watched it at the Loose Moose in 2015. I think I had some drinks.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
But only 2 bowl games ago in Nebraska lore.
Only two
bowl games ago.
Oh,
Bill Moose wasn't even here yet. That was Sean Eichhorst accepting that trophy.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Think of how much has changed in the country, in our lives, in our personal lives. Nick was probably like 12 back then.
It's not even a Foster
what
Farms
year?
Bowl
2015.
Anymore.
I was 18.
He was 18.
When I graduated.
There you go. Nick was out of high school.
There you have it. Mm. All right, Robbie Lula still to come in more, but first, you know, ED meds work like the little blue pill, but what the ads don't show you is that there are side effects and the fact that you have to time every intimate moment to the taking of a pill. But with the advanced wave technology available from my friends at Brookside Medical, well, you can avoid the pill and get a non-invasive, non-surgical way to fix your ED problems, because the advanced wave technology has been shown by Cambridge University to restore and regrow blood vessels. So the blood flow gets going again and normal erectile function works. And did I mention it's non-invasive and non-surgical? That's right. You can get treated, not have to sit out any extended period of time. Call now, 402-671-7777. Tell them you heard this spot on the Zone, and we'll set you up with a free consultation and blood flow ultrasound. That's right, free. And an added special gift that is sure to help in the bedroom. So call Brookside Medical today. Stop relying on the little blue pill. 402-671-7777.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.